Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
What is faith? Asked the writer of the book of Hebrews in the New Testament. Then he answered his own question, saying, "It is the confident assurance that something we want is going to happen. It is the certainty that what we hope for is waiting for us, even though we cannot see it up ahead." Two words express this reality. The first word, translated confident assurance, is a very positive expression, but it is the second word which gives you a picture which enlightens you. In the first century, this Greek word, elikos, was used of a title deed. For example, you buy a piece of property which you have never seen, but when the transaction is finished, you are given a title deed. That's a legal piece of paper that says you own the property. "But you've never seen the property," someone exclaims in surprise. "True," you say, but then you quickly add, "I own that property. I have the title deed in my possession." In a very real sense, this is how faith functions in relationship to God. There are two aspects to biblical faith, and apart from both of these, your faith is defective. The first ingredient is belief, which relates to knowledge. The second is trust, which demands commitment and action. Believing is important, very important, but it isn't enough. Let me illustrate. Suppose you wanted to hire a person for a position in your company. After an interview, you make a proposal. In your letter, you offer the individual a position, outlining the benefits of working for you. But you get no response from the person. Then you call asking, "Did you receive my job offer?" Hesitantly, the person admits that he did. Well, then you ask, "Why have you not responded?" Reluctantly, the person admits that he believes you can make good on your offer, but then he says, "But frankly, I just don't trust you." How would you respond? There is no way you would bring that person on board working for your firm, right? At times, though, we treat God the same way. We believe He exists. We believe His word is true. But we don't really trust Him enough to commit ourselves to Him and to walk with Him. Unlike employers who make promises and don't keep them, or friends who forget what they tell you, God is never remiss on coming through with what He says He will do. The foundation of our faith in God is His very nature and character. Because people fail us, we often bring God down to their level, wondering if He can really be trusted as well, forgetting about the times He has met us in the past. The father of a little boy, about 5 years old, stood his son on a table and said, "Son, jump and I'll catch you." The boy hesitated. The father repeated the command, "Son, jump, I'll catch you." Finally, the little boy leaped, and as he did so, the dad withdrew his arms, and the little fellow landed on the floor. Picking up the crying boy, the dad said, "Now, son, I've just taught you a very important lesson. Never trust anyone, do you hear? Never, not even me." Okay, your earthly father may be untrustworthy, but your heavenly Father is not like that. The Bible puts it so pointedly. God is not a man that He should lie, nor a son of man that He should change His mind. Does He speak and then not act? Does He promise and not fulfill? The Quaker scholar David Elton Trueblood put it like this: "Faith is not belief without proof, but trust without reservation."
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. For more practical and inspirational messages, visit guidelines.org. If you find our devotionals helpful and would like to share them with others, consider supporting our ministry with a donation. Again, that's guidelines.org. Thanks for listening to Guidelines for Living.